living an active faith. This is the word of a disciple. Lord, teach me to pray. And in teaching me to pray, teach me to look to you, to call upon you, to expect from your hand what I need each day. Not only is this the disciple's prayer, it is the prayer of a child. Let us not forget our context. We started this prayer by saying, Our Father who art in heaven. This is the prayer of the sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. It is a prayer of faith. I'm asking, I'm calling upon someone who will hear and answer my prayers. Because we are praying to a loving Father in the name of Jesus, His Son. This prayer is a spiritual prayer. It is a prayer that the Spirit enables us to do as the Spirit gives us the words, the knowledge, the desire, the ability to pray. It is by the Spirit that these words are offered. So as we've seen over the last weeks, when we pray for God's name to be glorified, for His kingdom to come, His will to be done, these requests are coming from a heart of faith being taught by Jesus to the Heavenly Father, filled with the strength of the Spirit. So as we come to this petition today, we are remembering that we are not some foreigners, some people who are castaways, some orphans. We are those who are drawn, brought near, dearly beloved, asking our Father for what Jesus taught us to ask for. Children praying to their loving Father for what He commands them to ask for. So this prayer arises from a heart of faith, requesting for what has been promised, as we read in scriptures, our Heavenly Father says, Will I not give good gifts to my children? Would we doubt that the Heavenly Father would give good gifts to those who ask? Again, we remember that this is a petition. It is a request. Over the last few weeks, as we worked through the catechism, this refrain has been repeated every week. Please help us. Please give us. Please grant to us, O Lord. So then when we come to this particular petition, give us this day. Please provide for us. It is a request. And we are coming to the one who hears and answers and who provides, who is the source of everything that is good. So when we pray this petition, we are reorienting our lives. Help us to acknowledge where our blessings come from. Question answer 125 says, May we withdraw all trust from creatures. This petition is reminding us, help us to put our trust in you and you alone. As a prayer of faith, when it comes to asking for daily bread, teach me, O Lord, to refuse the temptation to trust in myself or to trust in other people. Now, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't learn to depend on other people. Surely we can depend on other people. But I must refrain from looking to people, to creatures, for ultimate comfort and provision. Because the fact is, your boss, your employer, is not sovereign. There are forces that are beyond the control of man. Through natural disasters, it's possible to lose everything. There are limits to what we can see and what we can plan for. And even in a farming community, they're constantly reminded, I can't make the sun shine, I can't make the rain fall, I cannot cause the crops to grow. And even if the crops are brought into the barn, can I stop them from rotting? Can I stop them from being destroyed? Will my plans come to fruition? The things I've invested in. The economy, the stock market, these things are not divine. Our government does not control everything and does not have absolute power. So there are very clear limits on man's ability and man's power. So we are reorienting our vision. Lord, help me to see where true provision comes from. Not only is there limits on man's ability to provide, there are also limits on the power of bread itself. Bread alone does not feed and cannot bless. If any of you have ever been so sick where the thought of eating was repulsive, just taking the fact that you can eat something and this thing that you eat will bless your body is assumptions that we make every day. But how do we know that this piece of food in our hand will not turn to poison in our stomachs? We can't control it. We don't know. So we ask God to provide and to bless that which He provides. Lord, meet my need, my daily need for provision. But not only are there limitations on the power of bread, there are limitations in the fact that limitations in that bread alone cannot provide all that we need either. And this is what Jesus was tempted to believe or to confess in Matthew 4, verse 4, where the devil comes to him and says, Jesus, turn these rocks into loaves of bread. Turn these stones into bread for you to eat. And in that temptation, Jesus was being tempted to give up the eternal, to forsake obedience to his Father for the immediate and the physical. Forsake the spiritual and put all of your stock in what you can see, what is right here in front of you. And Jesus rightly says, man does not live on bread alone. Jesus is not saying we don't live on bread. He said, yeah, you need bread. That's why he taught us to pray, give us our daily bread. But you don't live on bread alone. In other words, Jesus is teaching that there is a deeper, more pressing need that you and I have. That even as we receive bread physically, there is a spiritual bread that cannot be forsaken. A good life today is no substitute for a redeemed life. I can put it this way. If you go to the grave with a full belly and a fat bank account, but you remain poor towards God, what have you gained? If you gain the world but lose your soul, do you really profit, Jesus would say. So when we are looking at bread and the necessity of bread, we are seeing that bread is necessary and it is also limited. It's in the context of a larger redeemed life that we ask for these blessings. We need spiritual eyes to see both the benefit and the limitation of daily bread. As Psalm 127 will put it, our labor without the Lord's blessing is a labor done in vain. So God has to establish the work of our hands. He has to establish our house or our homes will not stand. He has to bless our labor and he has to bless the bread that we eat, so that we have the physical strength to do the work that the Lord calls us to perform. God is in control, and He does provide for His children. But the fact of the matter is, acknowledging this truth doesn't always stop us from worrying. We all struggle with worrying and frets and cares, the uncertainty of the future. But once again, this very petition is designed to meet us where we are. This petition is the solution to our anxiety. There is a God who is in control, and we are calling upon Him. So when you have inflation or interest rates that rise or famines or floods, we are calling upon God who is sovereign and heavenly, praying, Lord, give me this day our daily bread. God is in control, and this is acknowledging that you are not. It is a prayer of faith that is rooted in the truth. You and I cannot change the color of our hairs. You and I cannot add an inch to our stature. So why do we think we are so sovereign and in control that we have the ability to provide? Or why do we worry about that which is beyond our control? If our God cares for the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, will He not care for us, His children? If He has already given to us the most precious and expensive gift in that He gave us Jesus Christ, His Son, will He forsake us as children when it comes to bread? So this petition is reminding us, as James 1 puts it, our Heavenly Father is the fountain source of every good and perfect gift. He knows your need as your Creator, and He has a deep and lasting love made evident in the provision of a Redeemer. So this prayer is one of faith, one of truth. So we pray, help me to remember that You are God and that You are good, that I am Your child, and You will provide as long as I am called to live on the earth below. Well, let's move on then by looking at this particular petition in its specific parts. Give us this day our daily bread. We note by saying in this petition that our need is a daily need. Give us this day our daily bread. It is a reoccurring petition, one that you must make each day. The food that you ate a few days ago needs to be provided with food you ate yesterday, provided with food today, and food tomorrow. Like the Israelites in the wilderness who learned this lesson, every day you got to go out into the wilderness, you got to pick up the manna, every day looking to the Lord's hand. Each day we confess this prayer. Lord, I'm needy this day. I woke up from my rest and I'm hungry. Here I am again, O Lord. In some ways, the pain of hunger is what moves us to pray, reminding us of the necessity of prayer. Every time our stomachs growl, we are being reminded, you need to pray for what God alone provides. Bread comes from His hand. We live each day, a day at a time. We don't need to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Now, that doesn't mean you can't plan and prepare for the future. Yes, we can. But there is a calling to daily looking to the Lord's hand. And that's one of the dangers of having so much excess that we have here in North America. So we have food in our pantries, often for weeks. We start to forget that we need this food this day from our Heavenly Father. But not only is this a daily reoccurring petition of faith, it is also a corporate prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. This is the prayer of the church. It's not a prayer that we make in isolation in an individual sense. Here in North America, we are incredibly individualistic. But this prayer is joining the individual saints together and saying, this is a prayer we make together. Us as a church, give us this day our daily bread, the communion of the saints praying for their corporate need. This is one of the key uses of the benevolence within the church. If there are those within the church that are going through a difficult time, or perhaps they are not able to work, the benevolence of the church meets the needs of those who are going through these difficult times. And we find that already in the early church. This is 2 Corinthians 8, verse 14. Your abundance at the present time should supply their needs so that there may be fairness. So when parts of the church are going through great times of famine, those who have great times of feast would give of their extra to provide for those who are in need. So this is a corporate prayer. The next aspect of this petition is that we are praying for bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Now we are asking for bread. We are asking for daily bread. We are not asking for monthly steak and wine, but daily bread. Lord, provide for me what is necessary, what I need for my body, so that I might have the strength to serve you. In a few minutes from now, Lord willing, we're going to be having a fellowship meal as a congregation. If every single family who brought food for this fellowship meal just brought bread, I can imagine that we would all be disappointed. Bread, I mean, that's kind of minimalistic. But would God be answering our prayer if we only had bread? And the answer is yes. Give us this day our daily bread. We are praying, Lord, give me what is needful, what is necessary. God may choose to provide a variety and a bounty and a blessing. And if he does that, we thank him and we praise his name. But we are praying for what is necessary, what is basic. Oh Lord, give me the food that I need. Provide for my physical needs again this day. And when I am filled, may I turn and bless your name. Before we conclude, let's bring this to some application. First of all, we have to recognize that God has heard and answered this prayer many, many times. So often that we tend to forget. Living in North America, compared to the rest of the world, we truly are rich and have been well provided for. The response when this prayer is answered, the response of faith is thanksgiving and generosity. Hebrews 13 applies it this way. We read that earlier. Hebrews 13 says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. When God provides for you, you say, thank you, Lord, for providing for me. Yes, I know my neighbor across the street has newer cars, or this neighbor over here has a bigger house. This person has more money in their savings account or their retirement account. But Lord, you provided for me. And my response, as Timothy would say, is godliness with contentment. So keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Learning to see what God has given you instead of coveting and craving what he has not. There's also great encouragement in continuing to trust in the Lord. As Hebrews 13 verse 5 continues, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The promise of God's constant presence and provision is the cure to our anxiety, worry, and fear. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The promise that God is there and that he will provide is exactly what our hearts need to hear and be reminded of. So in this petition, we learn to look to the Father's hand each day, trusting in him every day for our every need. As we close, this petition of the Lord's Prayer is very earthly. It's earthy. It's got real meat to it, if you will. We've been praying up to this point, our Father in heaven, may your name be glorified, may your kingdom come, may your will be done. But also my daily needs, provide for them. And when you do provide, Lord, help me to acknowledge that it was from you that I would turn and praise you once again. As our theme says, Jesus Christ teaches us to pray for our daily bread as a reminder of our pressing need. So may we all call upon our Heavenly Father and look to his hand each day as we continue to pray with hearts of faith. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you for this reminder of our need, and we thank you that you promise to hear and answer our prayers according to your good providence. That as long as we are called to live here on this earth, you will give us what we need so that we have the strength to serve and worship you. Forgive us, Lord, when we fall into the trap of worry, anxiety, and fear. Help us to trust in you and to look to you each day for our daily bread. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of response is 559. So we're going to stand and sing the Lord's Prayer, 559, the Lord's Prayer. As the deacons are coming forward, they're going to receive our tithes and offerings for Roseland Christian Ministries, and after that we'll stand and sing the doxology, Praise Ye the Lord.